Walk down a city street, and any step you take could land you on a spot where something important happened in the past. Not necessarily the stuff of history books, but smaller events in the personal lives of those who walked there before you. Patty White visited one Portland neighborhood in which those moments have been quietly captured and embedded in the sidewalk.
You could say Elise Pepl is a kind of narrative archaeologist. When she walks around the India Street neighborhood, she doesn't just see apartments, restaurants, and other businesses. She sees, or rather hears, stories.
On this spot in 2007, Chad Conley celebrated his 21st birthday.
On this spot in 2009, Heather stood up for something she believed in.
On this spot, every day, more people than you think get sober.
Pepl spent 2 years collecting people's stories for a public art project called Portland Brick. The result is 30 personal memories, events, and wishes spread across several blocks on the edge of downtown Portland.
It's kind of like walking through a symphony. I can point over there and say that Jay and George planted trees that then led to the general replanting of this neighborhood. I can say, like, right over here, Rabbi Sky started Jews Without Borders. I can say right over there, Heather stood up for what she believes in. And so it feels like walking through the poetry of this place made by the people who live here.
The project begins at the base of India Street, just a stone's throw from the waterfront. The bricks in the sidewalk here tell 5 different stories to give a sense of the layers of history to the neighborhood.
So our first brick in this project says, on all of these spots are Wabanaki land.
Another brick says, on this spot in 1680, India Street became one of Portland's first streets. The India Street neighborhood has historically been a gateway to the city and home to many immigrants. In a nod to that history, one brick marks the story of a more recent immigrant.
On this spot, every year, Ghassan Hassoun celebrates becoming a U.S. citizen.
That's actually Ghassan Hassoun. As Pepl collected stories, she recorded them and is posting them on the Portland Brick website, giving the project another dimension.
I always go there to acknowledge and inspire by my accomplishment.
Pepl says she and her collaborator, ceramic artist Ayumi Horye, wanted to combine high-tech and low-tech in the project. People can explore the neighborhood online or by walking on the bricks that were made and stamped by Horye. The bricks blend in so well to the sidewalk, they're actually easy to miss.
We kind of wanted the streets to be whispering with these stories. And we like this kind of element of discovery that's not announcing itself.
On this spot in 2014,
on this spot,
Eden wondered if adolescence.
On this spot in 2025,
on this spot,
a woman felt safe walking home.
On this spot in 1967, a neighborhood was lost. In the 60s and early 70s, urban neighborhoods were destroyed.
On this spot, every day, harm reduction saves lives.
To facilitate cars coming in and out of the peninsula, it destroyed neighborhoods.
My connection to the Needle Exchange has been a way to reconcile with my brother's death.
In the 2 years that Pepl has collected stories, the project has captured the neighborhood's evolving history, including one recent controversy.
We can go up this way a bit.
Pepl walks to a brick outside the India Street Public Health Center.
On this spot in 2011, the free clinic fought to remain open and continues to go strong today.
This spring, Portland councilors decided to transfer management of the city-run clinic to a private nonprofit. Along with chronicling past and present stories, Portland Brick also collects future visions for the neighborhood.
On this spot in 2019, there was an outdoor market like they have in Italy, hashtag La Dolce Vita.
That's Jeffrey Alley, the son of Italian immigrants who lived and fell in love on India Street. After visiting Italy, Rialli says he can imagine that an outdoor market might revitalize some of what's been lost in the city.
It would bring back a lot for the older culture here, but for us younger people, I think it would start a new culture.
Elise Pepl and Ayumi Horye have their own wishes, too. They hope the bricks spark something in the people that see them. Maybe a brick will provide inspiration. Maybe it will help connect people to each other. Or prompt someone to do a similar project in their own community. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.